This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
It's here at Twin Peaks. The good news is there's a million TVs. The bad news is I just had to watch the Tennessee Victory Parade for the last hour, and I'm in a pissed off mood about it.
Why?
I hated it. Okay. I hated watching it. I hated seeing it. I hated everything about it.
Okay.
You know, handing out keys to the city and all that stuff. I don't like it at all.
Derek, let me try and pep you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, DQ, what are you wearing today?
I am wearing my Texas A&M sweater.
Oh, wow. Okay. Standing in solidarity.
In solidarity. That's exactly what I'm doing.
She walks into the office. I'm like, whoa, all right.
Standing in solidarity with the Aggie fans who were wronged by Jim Schlossnagel, who
what
is now, I mean, it's one thing to leave, but to go there, to go to Texas from A&M, I mean, this is like, he's going to get doxxed. Like, seriously. Like, people are going to try and burn his
back
house
up.
Down.
Zach needs a 20. What does that mean?
DQ, what is the, can you tell Zach what doxxed?
Your address, your phone number, your life information is leaked.
That's right.
That's crazy.
That's what they're going to do. Like, those people are nuts.
Yeah, they are.
You know, they dress like they work at a gas station, and, you know, they do those weird...
They dance like, you know, 70s backup singers for the Osmonds.
That's right.
It's really, really bad.
Yes.
We do have a request, and I figure we'll do it this way. That is a beer update. 28.7 degrees.
28.7 beer degrees here, folks. There you go. The McClarty Daniel Hotline is open at 866-285-4005.
So they're going to put his address and his information on the internet.
If he hasn't gotten a death threat yet, I'd be stunned.
So what's the difference in the statewide press telling everybody that Calipari bought a house at the Blessings? What's the difference?
Well, they didn't give out Calipari's address.
There's like 45 houses in there. I think you can figure out which one is it. They did post a picture of it.
They did, yes. They posted the whole listing of Musselman's house.
Tell me what the difference is.
People like Calipari
today.
And people, until he loses, and they won't like him anymore.
All right.
And people hate Schlossnagel.
Okay, all right. No, well, but they love him. But they love him.
They
in
love
Austin.
Him in Austin. Okay. That's right. Yes, yes, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, in a business full of creeps and a holes, when you act like a creep and an a hole, I don't have a lot of sympathy. I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't have a problem with what he did. I have a problem with the way he did it. Which is, this apparently, as the reporting has come out, was done after the Georgia series. Or after the first round of the regionals, after they beat Georgia. So it's done. Then he admonishes some reporter after losing the national title and telling him, well, that's a selfish question. Less than 18 hours later, he's on his way to Texas.
What was his quote, I'm shocked you'd ask that question?
Yeah, something like
that.
What
he was really saying is, I'm shocked you found out to ask that question.
Again, we talk about this all the time. I, the more and more we do this, the less and less I think the people that are in the business understand public relations. All he had to say was, man, we just lost a tough one. I don't want to answer questions like that. And I think everybody in the room would have gone, okay.
Well, look.
Fine.
His bank statement's going up. He doesn't care about answering it, quote, unquote, the right way.
But he also took his entire staff with him. And
half the team.
And half the team with him. So it's a pay-for-play deal. Personally, I love it. I think it's terrific. There's a Barstool account, a Barstool Texas account, that put out a statement today. And you know what? Let me read this really
fair. Yes, read this statement.
Because
I know what you're talking about.
It is one of the – I felt it came from the heart. It was compassionate. It says, and this is from Barstool Longhorn at UT Barstool. I would like to address something before logging off. I honestly feel for the Aggies the way this whole thing went down right after losing the national champ. Then there's a drive deep to left field by Castellanos. And that'll be a home run. It makes it 3-1. You know what? I was thinking about this morning when I got in. Why? I don't know. But Texas and Texas A&M are like two divorcees that haven't seen each other in a couple of years. They get in the room and they immediately start fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? This league needs an enema.
No.
I am all for this. Let's go. They are going to make this fun. Oklahoma is sitting over there. Now, you're telling me the state or the university?
The university has apparently gone into Chapter 9.
Okay. The university,
that's bankruptcy, kids, for those of you who don't know.
The universities, they filed for bankruptcy. Oklahoma people are over there going, don't say a word. Don't say a word. We're not catching one on this one. Let them duke it out.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
Let them settle it themselves.
We remain reticent.
I'm trying to think of a situation where somebody left a school to go to that school's rival. I mean, Calipari did it, but it wasn't there. It wasn't acrimonious.
No. And you know what? It makes me like Musselman knew probably longer. Musselman knew he was leaving longer than Schlossnagel knew he was leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me appreciate the professional manner in which Musselman handled his business, because he never came out and made a bunch of empty promises and saying dream job right. And all that bull crap. He was just quiet. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't lie to our face like Schlossnagel did to the Aggie fans who are up in their feelings today.
Apparently.
But again, the business is full of creeps, so when one of them acts like a creep, it's not that surprising to me.
Apparently, I used a big word, and I apologize.
What,
I used the word enema. And there are several people that are confused. Dr. K would like to know he's a 10, but he needs an enema.
I don't know if I know what that means.
All right.
We are.
The education of DQ continues.
And don't Google it. Not on a work computer.
That's right.
Google it on your phone.
That's right.
Preferably without the Wi-Fi on.
Oh, I see.
There you go. All right. I think I've learned in the last 2 years to be more delicate when you explain things. Be more tactful. Be more family friendly. What you're trying to say is Texas and Texas A&M have provided a shot in the arm to the SEC and its general boredom that we have been going through.
That's what I said, an enema.
Well, you said enema. I said shot in the arm.
I like the word enema.
The more palatable.
It was on my word of the day calendar. So.
I understand that. Shot in the arm, a boost, B12 shot. I don't know, whatever you want to call it.
I like enema.
Okay. So they are. So the Aggie people are mad about that today, and I don't really care. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, you got to be careful now, because now they have a bunch of motivated boosters and an opening.
It's college baseball.
I understand.
How motivated are they?
Well, I think
they're not going to drop $75 million like they did
to
Jimbo. I mean,
it's not like they lost their coach to Mississippi, or not. It's not like they lost their coach to UCLA. They lost it to Texas.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
in the way in which it happened, you have a bunch of people that have more money than sense.
Yes,
and they're going to go get it.
Yes. Well, already today, my former neighbor Wes Johnson at Georgia has gotten an extension at Georgia. So we'll see if that holds up or if they are able to. Because I told you yesterday, we talked about this, like, well, maybe they go get Wes Johnson. Well, apparently that's off the table.
Right.
So now they got to go find somebody else. Who's the coach at Sam Houston State? Maybe that's.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're any good. I don't know anything about them. I just know that, they're. You say they're motivated. I wonder how motivated they are. Because it is college baseball.
I'd also like to point out
third.
That those two teams play November 24th of 2024 in football. If you don't think that place, as DQ would say, is going to be lit, you are crazy.
No,
that is appointment television.
Right. Yeah, it's liable to rival. You know, there's never been a SEC football game that has rivaled one of these international soccer matches.
That might be.
You know, where like bottle rockets and stuff go off.
Flares.
Or the last game at the Mistake by the Lake when people were throwing cherry bombs and tearing the stadium up. That may happen with Texas and Texas A&M.
That's right.
We may actually get a college football game that looks like an international soccer game.
That's absolutely fine.
Because you are sane, college football fans. Those people are nuts.
Not now.
Nah.
Today, the world changed.
Maybe it did.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, Ruskin and Zach X Pulse. What's better, eating the cookie dough or the actual cookie?
Dough.
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 This is really close. 49.6% said cookie dough. 50.4% said the baked cookie.
These virtual tie. First this is going to trigger a runoff.
Yeah, that Wolf Blitzer would be having a good time with this. These kids today are soft because they're afraid of getting, like, salmonella. I ate, like, cookie dough from the time I was, like, 2 to 12.
They make cookie dough designed to be eaten
exactly.
raw.
Yeah.
It's not
so
as good, though.
You don't get salmonella.
Yeah, it's not. You got to roll the dice on it.
Oh, right. Oh, you're ready to roll the
yeah,
dice.
Absolutely.
You need the salmonella.
Oh, by the way, DQ, can I update a poll from yesterday?
Sure.
The can you bring a foreign object to a street fight
yes,
and still
please.
Keep your honor? 58% of respondents said yes. I think that this is.
Got a bunch of dirty fighters
this
out there.
This is why America is soft. Go ahead.
Okay. This is from yesterday. What is the best gravy? Sausage gravy, chocolate gravy, or young gravy?
Sausage gravy.
7% say young gravy.
All right.
13%
said. They're just trying to be obstinate.
13%
they're trying to sound cool.
Chocolate gravy, and 79% said sausage gravy.
I'm more concerned with the 13% that said chocolate gravy. That you people need to be put down.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Next, this one pissed me off. I'm just letting
okay.
you know. Go ahead.
How do you construct a PB&J? Peanut butter on one slice of the bread, jelly on the other.
No.
Peanut butter on both slices of bread, jelly in the middle. And just for fun, I added jelly on both sides of the bread, peanut butter in the middle, which 2% of respondents said that's what they do.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe
from the
that at all.
Standpoint, I don't think that's possible.
78% say peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other.
No.
19%
no.
said correctly.
No.
And you put peanut butter on both sides, jelly in the middle.
Y'all a bunch of nudniks.
Those are your Ruskin and Zach X polls. Go grab grass.
Someone put a question mark in the teleprompter there. What happened there? All right, thank you, DQ. We're live at Twin Peaks and Rogers today here, and we got so much stuff going on. It's supposed to be June and nothing's happening. Well, that's
right.
not the case here. So we're going to get to all of this stuff. At some point this hour, we will give a pair of Burt Kreischer tickets away. Zach wants you to come in and take your shirt off.
I
don't know if we're allowed to do that.
Nobody has said no.
Well, I don't know. You can come
avert
in and
your eyes.
Come in and play like show trivia or something. I don't know.
Lame.
Something.
Lame.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. You just got to get here.
Take your shirt off. That's an immediate win.
Get here in Rogers. Oh, it's an automatic?
Automatic.
Okay. All right. So we've got those going on. The show is tomorrow night at the AMP on the other side of the interstate here from where
Have
we
ever,
are in Rogers.
You ever watched his stand-up? It's pretty funny. The movie sucked.
He was in a movie?
Yeah. Remember that movie I went to go see where Mark Hamill's his dad?
No,
movie,
I didn't.
Oh,
I
God,
don't
the
see
movie
that.
Was awful. But the stand-up, the story about how he ripped off the Russian mob is very funny.
Okay. Oh, that's the that's the premise of the movie.
Yes, that is the premise
and
of the movie.
And the movie's bad.
The movie sucks.
Okay, all right.
But he did rip off the Russian mob.
Okay, all right. All right. I also, I'm dying to get into the fact that Zach was in a room full of people that hate all of us today.
Oh, my gosh.
And the dynamics at play there are very interesting to me. So at some point, maybe we'll
do
get
it now.
Into that.
I can eat up the rest of this segment for you.
All right.
So... our friend of the show used to work with us. Grant Hall was inducted into the Arkansas Sports Writer Hall of Fame along with Charlie Jones, former NBC broadcaster, and we got to meet his brother and sister today. So Grant very graciously invited me. It was wonderful. Got to sit with his wife and his family and kind of enjoy it. It was a wonderful ceremony.
How's the food?
It's good. It was good.
Right.
Good. Yeah, it was fajitas.
It was
outstanding. So
congratulations
to Grant for being inducted in. But so at the beginning, Grant gets up and he starts talking. And now when I got there, I was kind of in the back of the room and I talked to some people that we know. And then Grant gets up and he starts speaking and he introduces me and you could hear the hisses. And he went all around. He started going around the room, and I'm like, well, that person doesn't like us, and that person doesn't like us. I know that person.
Yeah, right.
And that person hates us. And it's like, wow, I'm definitely in enemy territory.
They don't hate you. They hate me.
Well,
and your wagon is hitched to my star, fair or unfair. That's what it is. They hate me, and I don't give a crap.
I like to think of it more as an anchor.
Okay, fine.
So yes. We went through the whole thing, and you got accused of being from Baltimore.
I've never been to Baltimore.
I know.
How am I from Baltimore?
Well, I was talking to Grant's oldest son, and he's like, "Which one of you is from Baltimore?" And I immediately went, "Well, I'm from Virginia." He goes, "No. I knew you were from Virginia," and I'm like. No, he goes, who's your co-host? And I'm like, Derek. And I'm like, he's from Searcy. So, oh, yeah, he's got a Baltimore accent.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. I hadn't heard that one before, so congratulations. You're one of them.
I've never been to Baltimore.
Yeah. But, okay. Got to...
Robin Quivers is from Baltimore.
And the worst part about it was I was sitting in the front row, and all of the people who hate us were behind me.
Oh, knives out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
Met Christina Long, Jeff Long's daughter. Yeah. I got to meet her today. She was very nice.
He liked me at one. Well, I don't know if he liked. He said he liked me
you.
At one point.
He tolerated you.
He listened to the morning show, and like even like was asking us about like sponsor stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he knew the ads on the show.
Hmm.
But that could have all been phony. I don't know. I haven't spoken to him since he got fired. So I don't know. I don't know where we stand on that. It'd be fun to talk to him and just everybody be mad about the interview, which would be great for us.
Nate was there. Tom Murphy was there.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people there. So
yeah. Yeah, I'm not well-liked, but I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, you like me. Our fans like me.
Right.
That's all I need.
Okay.
My wife likes me.
Okay,
I need.
As I told Grant, always introduce your wife first.
Right.
Don't let that start sliding down the pecking order. So when you say people who like it, my wife likes me.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
We'll see how that is in a year. We'll revisit that.
But fans of this show at least tolerate me, and I'll accept that.
Fun story that we heard at the – now, you and I both know who Charlie Jones is, Fort Smith native, broadcasting legend.
Yeah.
Great story about how he started his career. He went to a local radio station. He knew he wanted to be an announcer in radio. Now, we're talking, like the 50s. He's 15 years old. And as his son, Chuck, said, his voice dropped early, like really early on. He had that the voice that we all know. He went in and he read for somebody within 5 minutes. And the guy was like, okay, you're hired. When can you start? And he's like, well, my mom's in the car. so he had to like go home and figure out. But he became the radio voice of the Houston Texans in 1960. And he sent off he'd set his mind to the fact that he was going to be the voice of the Texans, sent off tapes and resumes and the whole thing, didn't hear a thing back. So he was doing a Friday night football game at Texarkana, and he decided that he was going to be – that he was just going to ambush Lamar Hunt. Lamar Hunt in his office and go get the job. So he sent Lamar Hunt a package with an alarm clock set to go off when he was going to be there.
Mm.
And he sent him the letter. He went in.
Like a bomb, but not a bomb.
I never really considered that, but yes.
Charlie Jones sent Lamar Hunt a bomb without the bomb.
I actually had not considered that, but yes, and he went in, and I guess Lamar Hunt was meeting with the owners. They put him up at a hotel.
The Foolish Club.
Yeah, they got a job. He got the job the next day, and that's how he started his career. But okay, all right. That didn't go the way I thought it was going.
Charlie Jones was, this is so far in the weeds that we're gonna need bug spray. But Charlie Jones was always better than Kirk Gowdy 1,000 times. Better than Kirk Gowdy. But Kirk Gowdy always got the number one chair on all those NBC AFL games in the 60s and 70s. But Charlie Jones was the better announcer by far. By far.
I met Charlie Jones one time, and it was the night before the Florida State-Notre Dame game.
93. One versus two.
And he was doing the game with Todd Christensen.
Yes.
He was at a very popular restaurant in South Bend. I was head to toe in Notre Dame stuff. And I walked up to him, and there was a group of people around him. You could tell it was just one of those situations where he just wanted to eat his dinner,
yes.
And he wanted to be left alone. Christensen,
well, why would you go there then?
Well, because that's where you went. But Christensen, same boat. And I walk up, and he kind of looked at me, and I said, "Mr. Jones, can I ask you a question?" And he kind of threw his head back, and he had those glasses, and he kind of pushed off
glasses.
And I said, "I'm a University of Arkansas journalism student," and I swear to you, he lit up like a Christmas tree. Sit down.
Oh,
but he loved to talk about the University of Arkansas. Also found out he was a classmate of Pat Summerall. Right. And they were like lifelong friends. So that was my one encounter with Charlie Jones, and got to.
So from the same class, two of the greatest football announcers of all time.
That's correct.
Charlie Jones and Pat Summerall. That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad
at
all.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I thought about you this morning. They had the Cowboys-Dolphins Super Bowl on NFL Network.
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl
Ray 6. Scott
yep,
and,
Ray Scott
and Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm like, man, I wonder if Zach's watching this, because this game is 50 years
old. I've seen that game a number of times. But no, it was a wonderful time. Got to I ran into Clay and saw Alyssa from KNWA. Got to talk to them for a little bit.
Yeah, there's someone who hates my guts.
No. It's a much bigger deal than I think you realize. It's not as big a deal as what I should say.
No. This you're ruining my image.
I know.
I'm the outlaw. Yes. Everyone hates me.
Look,
you got to build this thing up.
I did some olive branch extending.
Come on.
For you, but no, it was great. It was great to hear kind of the old stories. Did you know that Grant hosted Billy Graham? The morning of the 69 Arkansas-Texas game.
I did not know that.
Frank had to go like coach a game, and like
yes,
Billy right. Graham was at Frank's house, and Grant, and I'm doing a terrible job telling the story. Grant tells it much better than I do, but Billy Graham, I guess, was at Frank's house, and Frank Grant's dad was
a lot of good that did.
Grant's dad was the minister at First Baptist in Fayetteville, and I guess Frank called his dad, said, "Hey, I got Billy Graham here. I got to go coach a football game." And he went over and sat with Billy Graham and listened to Billy Graham tell stories on the day of the 69 Arkansas-Texas game, the shootout.
Wow. How about that?
Game that Arkansas lost.
Yes. But not without controversy, because, you know, that's the way it goes.
That's the only way that this works. But
yeah.
Wonderful time. Appreciate Grant inviting me. Got to sit there. Got, of course, food, which was never bad.
Well, it's not a media event without free food.
That's right.
I mean, honestly, that's the only reason anybody shows up for some of this stuff is that free food.
You know who introduced Charlie Jones is Randy Cross. They had
Randy Cross.
An audio message from Randy Cross,
which I
thought was pretty cool.
Randy Cross, a great
should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, with the 49ers on that offensive line that won
three. He won one, two.
He may have won four.
He may have won four.
Yeah.
No, he won three. He'd retired after the 88 season.
Mm. Okay, so his last game was the John Taylor.
The John Taylor
Super
catch,
Bowl 23.
Yeah, Super Bowl 23.
And then they bludgeoned the Broncos in 24.
God, that was great. Hanging a double nickel on John Elway. Old horse face. It's great.
Yeah. All right.
And Roger Craig should be in the Hall of Fame. But that's
Roger Craig was really good on a Tecmo Bowl, too.
Oh, Roger Craig, the first NFL player to rush for 1,000 and have 1,000 receiving yards the same season, 1985.
Right. A compiler.
Roger Craig was not a compiler.
In the West Coast offense.
He was not a compiler.
All right. We got to get some excitement in here, man. The text line's dead, 866-285-4005. Now you can join us on the McLarty Hotline live at Twin Peaks. In Rogers. Dr. K says Elway sucks.
Horseface sucked. He was way overrated.
This one's for John.
Yeah, that one's for John, but Terrell Davis got it for you. Horseface didn't do anything.
Yeah. I cannot imagine a scenario ever again where a running back will lead a team to a Super Bowl. Like, that day and time is over with, isn't it? You had Emmitt leading the Cowboys.
If the Ravens go to the Super Bowl, Derrick Henry's going to have a big hand in that.
The Titans are never going to the Super Bowl.
I didn't say the Titans. I said the Ravens.
The Ravens are not going to the Super Bowl.
They have Derrick Henry now.
They're not doing it. He's washed.
What is Derrick Henry?
Is he 31? It's over for him.
Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
He went for like 1,600 yards last year.
Yeah. In a weak division.
Killing me. In a weak division?
In a weak, terrible division.
The AFC
he's
North.
He's 30. He's over
In the AFC North. How many yards did he run for last year?
I don't know. He's in the AFC South. Tennessee last year, wasn't he?
No. Well, he was. Yeah, but this year he's in the North.
Oh, okay. Against the Steelers twice? Good luck. He's not running against them.
Can you name one player who plays for the Steelers on defense?
The Hayward's kid. What's his
name? Oh, no, he's unsigned.
Oh, he is?
Mm-hmm.
They got the kid from Fort Smith is on there. Remember they went to OU?
Norwood?
Yeah.
Yeah, Arkansas couldn't get him, yeah. Hamilton plays for
Kyle Hamilton. There you go.
Hall of Famer.
All right, I know them all. Go the whole
JT says if Roger Craig is not in the Hall of Fame, he would have been if he had been a Cowboy. Rodgers got 1, 2, 3 rings. Now he's good.
Norwood got cut.
Oh, did he?
Really? I didn't know that.
Does he have any eligibility?
Maybe that's why the Steelers aren't any good anymore. Is that cut Norwood?
I went shopping today for my first magazine of the season.
Oh, look at you go.
I did, and I waited.
Congratulations.
I waited till the end of June to go get the first one, and it's our friends Lindy's. You hear their reports on the they have their 30-minute show. I forgot, or maybe I blocked it out, that Hudson Clark is still on this roster. Y'all gonna go crazy this, and they do not.
He's
think,
still on the team.
He's not just on the team, Derek. He's a starter.
Another one of those unpopular superstars. Who's more?
Yep.
Got it.
Okay.
Who's more unpopular with the fans that's still around? Hudson Clark or Trevin Brazil?
Hudson Clark.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. Okay. I'm sure these are fine people, but I'm just saying the fans, most people do not like either of them. And they're still around. Cam Hayward is still...
He's unsigned.
Oh, okay. T.J. Watt.
Okay. All right. He's good.
Joey Porter Jr.
He's
Minka
good.
Minka Fitzpatrick. Thank
yeah,
you.
But you're looking at the roster
so
right
what?
Now.
So what? So what? Give away all the secrets here. Good Lord. Let's see here.
Oh, my God. What has happened? What has happened to the most notable TV anchor in Little Rock?
Who, Sully?
Yeah.
What did he do?
So he just put out a tweet. Van Horn had like a 40-minute media session.
Yeah. He meets with the local media, unlike Calipari.
This is DQ Bell.
Well, he doesn't.
Well, we can't say bad things right now.
Why not?
Because that's the rule.
That's your rule.
All right.
I have Jordan rules.
The Jordan rules were designed to stop Michael Jordan.
Oh, I see. All right.
Steve Sullivan on Twitter, at Sully7777.
Yes.
DVH looked refreshed and ready to take on another season. That's a waste of characters. Today's 40-minute visit with the media provided plenty of good information. Like everyone else, he was frustrated with the way the season ended. Yeah, no bleep. Refreshed and ready to take on another season? Stop it. I was having a conversation with somebody who knows college baseball a lot better than I do. And we were talking this morning about there's nothing sexy about Arkansas baseball. Nothing. Winning isn't enough anymore. Tony Vitello wins. He got a national title, and he does it with style. Right. If you're a recruitable athlete and you've got those as options, you're going to look very, very hard at Tennessee because it appears, and maybe it's an illusion, maybe it's not, it appears to be fun. It appears like they are having the time of their lives. They're putting, you know, mink coats on, doing whatever. There's nothing sexy about Arkansas baseball. Yes, they win. You can't use facilities anymore as the jumping off point because everybody's got facilities now.
Well, Tennessee doesn't have facilities and they just won the whole thing.
But they're getting them.
I know.
Did you see the $100 million renovation? Yeah, that's not going to make any sort of a difference.
No, not for me.
Okay.
No. Dave will get one. You wait. He'll get one.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Are you ready to give your family the best 4th of July experience yet? USA Fireworks wants to make that happen. Go to hitthatline.com/USAFireworks and enter for your chance to win a $1,000 fireworks show. It's $1,000 wholesale fireworks worth more than $2,000 retail. Again, hitthatline.com/USAFireworks. The USA Fireworks banging giveaway, courtesy of USA Fireworks, ESPN Arkansas, and hitthatline.com.
Picture this. a cold winter's night, and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Your father lied to us. He told us that Oklahoma, the University of, went bankrupt. Turns out it's Bacone College
in Oklahoma,
yeah, right, in Muskogee. So right. I just fired a text off to your dad. I'm like, look, OU isn't bankrupt, Rube. Bacone College is. Leave the journalism to the adults.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to correct the record on that. It is not OU that's bankrupt. It is Bacone.
I know it.
Going the way of Birmingham Southern.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
All right.
It's shut her down, I guess. I don't know. We're here at the Twin Peaks and Rogers where I'm looking at, 15 televisions right now. And one of them has the NFL Network on. And again, the NFL Network has, you know, fired everybody. So they just run old games now all day, which is fine with me.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're running the Dennis Green Bears are who we thought they are.
Game. I have the actual copy of that.
Cardinals
game.
Bears on a Monday night. Yeah. When Devin Hester ran the punt back to win the game. Yeah. Yeah. That's the.
I'll give you $10 if you can tell me who the starting quarterbacks were in that game.
Okay. Okay. I'm looking at him. Number 7 for the Cardinals. I have no idea who that is.
It's Matt Leinart.
Matt Leinart. And then Cutler?
No, it would have been Grossman.
Grossman, okay.
That would have been the year after the Super Bowl.
Okay, so Grossman.
Matt Leinart.
What a star-studded quarterback battle that is.
Best player in that game was Edgerrin James.
Yeah. Is Hester in the Hall of Fame?
Devin?
Yeah. Should he be?
No.
Why not? He's got a Super Bowl. He started a Super Bowl with a kickoff return.
Okay. So did Fulton Walker.
Fulton Walker. I'm putting him in.
He's in your own personal Hall
of
Fame.
That's right. In my Hall of Fame, Devin Hester's in. Yes.
No, he's not. He shouldn't be.
He should be.
He shouldn't be. He was a – no.
Put him in.
All he did was return kicks. That's it.
That's right.
That's it. Yeah, he's in the Pro Football
Hall. Well, if we're putting long snappers in, we got to put, specialists.
There's no long snapper in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Hester is in the Hall of Fame?
No, Hester is, yes.
Okay, good. Well, then take that. Oh, well. Let's see here. Bob and Branson, you're looking at 15 TVs and only 15 TVs. That's correct.
Oh, yeah. I think we're looking at more than that.
Yeah, that's right.
That's 5, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Let's see here. 15. JT in Hot Springs continues to be anti-Dave Van Horn.
Why?
With his texting. I don't know. He doesn't like him. He is done with him. He is given up. He is dead to him.
So
that's what it is.
Jeremy in Fort Smith just drove by the Amarillo Stockyards. Most horrid smell ever. Obviously, you've never had a bunch of teenagers stay at your house for 2 days.
The Amarillo Stockyards.
Well, you know how much bad stuff is buried out in the Amarillo Stockyards.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's like every time that the lake out by Vegas dries up, that's where
they start finding oil drums.
That's right.
Well, I know how it is.
Oh, well. One thing also... you mentioned Sully completely pandering to everybody about Dave today. Dave addressed that in NIL it's now costing like hundreds of thousands of dollars for the top players.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read, the interpretation was he's not exactly thrilled about that because obviously Arkansas doesn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars to hand out to football players, much less baseball players.
Yeah, they've got to sort a couple of things out. Revenue sharing can't get here fast enough for Arkansas. When it gets here, things will sort of realign. It could be a little bumpy till then. You'd probably see the benefit in 26 when the revenue sharing actually kicks in. But yeah, it's going to be a little. And Dave's he's one of those guys, old school guys. He likes things the way they were. Get off my lawn, no fun. Winning is fun.
You mentioned the program.
Mm-hmm.
The program is very professional in nature. They don't throw the ball around the infield after a strikeout.
Why?
They don't do home runs. They run things in a very professional manner.
Winning is supposed to be the fun
part. It
doesn't
feel collegiate.
Right.
It feels professional.
The
It's worked for him.
Tony Vitello, when he went to Tennessee and they were doing all of their stuff, and we ridiculed him for being bozos and all that kind of stuff, but it changed the way – baseball's the last game to sort of feel it. It's in basketball. It's in football with the turnover chains and all that crap. For me, winning is what's most important. But if you can win with style, you know, Sidney Dean, you got to win with style. And I was talking to Brett Good this morning about that. Like, if you're a recruitable athlete and you look at Arkansas's program and they are buttoned up and they win. Don't get me wrong. They win. But the national champion wins.
And has
a lot of fun doing it. Yeah. If you have that choice, you're probably going to, at least in the beginning, lean towards Tennessee.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a it's just a very professional. Now, again, it works.
Sure it does.
But it hasn't worked the last 2 years. So now you have to see, are you still – like, okay, there's 7 years on the wall, but that's history, not prophecy.
That's right.
So what you have to look at is, are you still right there with the top, or have you taken a step back while others have moved forward?
Here it is. We can narrow it down to four words. A text out of the 479. Swagger. We lack it.
Well, I don't know. Like, the team is pretty confident when they play. They don't, you know, but the bat flipping and all that stuff, they don't do any of that
stuff. Well, Bob did. Did you know that, by the way, he is the...
Robert Moore. Yeah. Was he the last player here with sort of panache?
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Cops was a reflection of Dave Van Horn. You didn't see a lot of that emotional stuff. And, pandering to the crowd, bat flipping and all that kind of stuff. Maybe that's what they... I'm not a fan of it. But if that's what it takes to recruit kids, man, you gotta loosen the reins a little bit.
They run things in a very professional manner, and that I don't see that changing. But there are people that want that, obviously, because they get players. So there are people that want it that way. There are also other people that want to drink from a beer bong when they hit a home run. I didn't say
Dan of Mount Ida says if you were on Dave Van Horn's lawn in the wintertime, he'd turn on the sprinklers. Yes. 100%.
Oh, like Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino?
100%.
Yeah. I know. There's two different ways to do it. One worked, 2 days ago. The other one, still looking for that elusive national championship. And you have to look at your neighborhood and see, are you still right there? Or have you dropped off a little bit the last 2 years with regional weekend exits? In the postseason, on your own field, by the way, you didn't go on the road and get bested. Like, you lost regionals twice on your own field, and as people have been clamoring for you to make changes, you haven't changed anything.
No,
it's the same. If you did this in football or basketball, I mean, people will be losing their minds right now. What, you're just going to roll it up and try again? Now, baseball's a different game. Because it's based on failure. Like, you're going to fail in baseball.
And he made the comment in his Zoom today that they were waiting for the draft to get over so that they can kind of piece the rest of their roster together. And, I don't know what kind of NIL they're dealing with. I know there were a couple players making 100, 100 and a quarter, something like that. So, you've got decent money to throw around. Is it going to be enough to get the top players? I can tell you right now, Texas entering, bringing on Schlossnagel, they're going to be paying for players out the wazoo.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's...
Hey, ma. Wazoo. Sorry.
Beecham County, Alabama.
I don't know why I had to interject that.
But, I mean, there's a heavyweight moving into the league, moving onto your block, and you're going to have to respond.
Right. Yeah. I think, though, to sum it all up, like, I don't know what they're doing is incorrect, but they need to have a realistic grip on what their situation
they
really
don't look
is.
Like everybody else in the league. They're doing it a different way. And you know what? If you're going to win 50 games a year and you're going to go to Omaha, cool. Got no problem with that. But if you're starting to lose ground to these other teams because they're doing it a different way, you may. I shot the clerk.
I asked him again. He said, I shot the clerk.
For those that aren't keeping up with the ADHD crowd, that's my cousin Vinny.
Yeah, I don't know why I you said wazoo. That's what started
what started the whole thing.
It's my fault. I got distracted again.
You know, they sleep with the cousins out here.
at the Sack and Sons.
Which is a church, by the way.
Oh, how about that?
In modern day.
I didn't know that. Wow, that's good. Mm. All right.
Text of the 501, guys, stop. Ty will be talking about the afternoon show in the morning.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? I'm going to need more information.
You need more than that. Are they raiding us for material again because they have none of their own? Now, to be fair, Ty has been put in an impossible spot this week because he has to work with Chuck, and Chuck hates him, and Tommy's not there. So, I mean, it's brutal. It's a brutal deal. It's what this show is going to sound like in 2 weeks when I'm by myself and Zach's gone to a fantasy camp.
That was kind of I mean, you didn't have to say it with such derision.
I thought about this.
Uh-huh.
And if there was a broadcasting fantasy camp, I'd go.
You'd go?
So I don't
– okay.
I do not judge.
Thank you.
I do not judge anymore. I may bust your chops over it a little bit, but
I don't judge. I got my itinerary for the week. I'm excited.
All right.
Going to get outside, touch grass like DQ wants me to.
Oh, you're turf.
No. Okay. We're actually, you know where Rudy was practicing? That's where we get to go catch passes. So excited about this.
All right. We are live at Twin
Ty's
Peaks
out of bullets.
Rogers.
Yeah. He was out.
Ty shot the clerk.
Ty shot the clerk.
Hey, Ma. In Wazoo.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
At Twin Peaks in Rogers today, NBA draft round one tonight on ESPN and here on the radio as well. Bronny James. No, he's not going to be picked tonight. There will be no Razorback pick tonight. But fear not, there's plenty to live vicariously through. This is a big week of vicarious living for Razorback fans, Zach. You get to celebrate vicariously with Tony Vitello on Monday. And then tonight... any Kentucky draft pick for the
Jeff
first
Shepard.
Round.
Jeff Shepard's going to get picked very, very early.
And so it's a John Calipari thing here.
Yep, can piggyback onto that.
That's right. So it's a big week for vicarious living in the state of Arkansas, which is always a lot of fun.
Can we announce?
Kentucky's had 14 years in a row with a first-round pick. Ongoing, so 15 tonight, and you know Calipari is a big part of that.
Winner on the Caden Wallace baseball camp. Thank you. Thanks for helping. Thanks for leaving me out there. Pinto, our very own Pinto, the real Pinto, not that fake one on the internet. His grandkids, Breck and Race, are both going to go. We had two of those. So
way to go.
Way to go, Pinto.
Way to go. So there you go. So we got that away. Now, we do still have Burt Kreischer tickets to give away. You have to come in here and get them is the thing. I mean, you have to come in here and see us. We don't have the tickets. It's all digital. But you have to come in here and see us at Twin Peaks. We're in the back corner at the booth where we always are.
Where we always are.
Yeah. And, you got to come in here and, read the beer thermometer to us or something. We don't care at this point. You know what I mean?
I say we do it.
Do what?
Take your shirt off.
I don't think that's legal. And I think it is, you're setting up obstacles. I love you. But you're setting up obstacles with our giveaways today.
Wait,
people to spell dirigible? These people can't read. You get dirigible.
I can't spell. I would have taken any spelling of dirigible as acceptable.
And I love the audience, but 75% of you have been in jail. I don't think you can spell dirigible, with all due respect.
I believe that. But now, they might not be able to spell dirigible. But I believe, and as a matter of fact, Derek, I know. 100% of our audience in some situation has taken their shirt off for a reason other than undressing.
Here's a good poll question, DQ. Do you take your shirt off when you mow the yard? Because some people do, and then sometimes they don't. And I'm intrigued, like, how many people, what's the percentage on that of our people? Ruskin and Zach.
So you have to mow
the yard with no shirt.
You have to break it down into sub categories.
Yeah.
How many mow with a shirt on? How many mow without a shirt? And how many go sleeveless T-shirt?
Oh,
see, because I think the majority of our
choices.
Now, DQ, what did you call the sleeveless T-shirt? The scissor cut.
I didn't call it that.
Okay, maybe that was somebody else.
You're misremembering Roger Clemens over there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Next person,
are the three choices. Yeah.
Next person to come in and take their shirt off, I got Bert Kreischer tickets for
you. I tell you what, if you come in here in a scissor cut, well, I'll give you tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that.
That's right. And you got to yell suns out, guns out.
That's right, yes. That's right.
You do that. I got Bert Kreischer tickets at the Amp tomorrow night.
That's right.
Let's see here. Dan Amanitis says if it's hot enough, no shirt. He says he's so white he looks like notebook paper.
with the lines?
Dr. K is a cutoff shirt mower, so he's going...
Wait a minute, crop top?
Yeah, he's going. He's going horizontally.
Oh wow,
well, that's a bold statement.
I hope he's got the abs for that.
Yeah, well, they're in there somewhere.
You can't have a tummy and do the crop top.
Hey, let that thing fly, man. Do what you got to do. Ryan Pregrove says he's taking his shirt off right where we are.
Hey, way to go, Ryan.
C-Man yelling dirigible. Okay. Hacker wants to know what percentage of the merry band of idiots would take their shirt off in front of everyone at Twin Peaks. I think for Bert Kreischer tickets, I'm going 90% plus.
Yeah, okay.
Also, have a beef to pick with Hacker for his choice of struggle meals yesterday that made me gag.
Oh, yeah.
He posted to his social media, and I gagged again.
Oh, boy. My dad turned on the show yesterday, and you were at death's door. And he's like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know. Somebody said something about pickles, and Zach lost I don't want to get you going again.
Yeah,
here.
Thank
I
mean, we you. Can't have I've that. Had one.
We can't have that happen in public.
No.
I mean, there might be an EMT in here that might say, are you okay, sir?
is feeling a little numb.
It'd be a whole situation. Right. Yeah, can you feel your face?
Right now, yes.
Are
we getting close?
Keep it going.
No, hey, look, this is hour number two.
Okay, keep it going.
We got time. Next person just come in and take their shirt off. We'll see what happens.
All right.
You know what? I'll add in a little sweetener. I got a Twin Peaks gift card for you.
Oh, send it
I got a $25 gift card.
Look at with
the Bert Kreischer tickets, if you will come in and take your shirt off. We'll see how it goes.
Throwing your clout
around.
Because
that's Bert. See, for those who don't know, that's Bert's thing. He does his stand-up, sans the shirt.
Yeah, it's his gimmick.
Right.
It's his gimmick.
And he's got the meat locker hanging. So
I was thinking about stand-up comedy and Bert Kreischer yesterday driving home because...
Why? Oh, by the way, I got a bone to pick with you.
What did I do? I mean, of the many things I've done, which one are you selecting today?
Last night, I had to go north on I-49, and you were in front of me.
Yeah, where were you going? I thought you were following me home.
I passed you on the on-ramp.
You did pass me on the on-ramp.
Because you were going incredibly slow.
I don't want a ticket, man.
Well, move to the right side. For those of us that want to abuse...
That lane ends. You wouldn't want to be in the left lane
there. So you
there.
Put me in danger. By the way, hit 95 coming off the ramp.
Great.
And it was
if I did that, I'd be arrested.
Well, if you did that, your car would explode.
That's also true.
Big complaint I have today is I was coming up 49 today in the grocery getter. Man, you stomp on the floor on that thing, it does not go.
Nothing happens.
Not a thing.
It's fun. No, but what was I saying?
I don't know.
Great. Let's see here. Oh, I was thinking about Bert Kreischer and comedy.
Yeah.
And you know, he's got the gimmick, you know, with the shirt thing off, but you know, shirt off thing and all that. And you know, Foxworthy had the redneck thing, you some of these guys have gimmicks, but some people don't have gimmicks. And like when you do a tour or a special, like all that stuff's gone and you start at zero again. Like you can't tell the same joke from one tour to the other. That's how difficult
that's
is
little
that?
Timey.
How difficult like Gaffigan was here last year. Like, Gaffigan's been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
How many things is he just, you do it, and then you got to flush it down the toilet, and you got to start all over again from nothing?
Sucks.
That is hard.
Think about all the things that we have to flush every day.
You got to get a new hour, like, every two or three years.
It's terrible.
Can you imagine that? And imagine how bad we are, because we have to do 4 hours every day.
That's a lot of crap to work through.
I mean, we'll be lucky to hit 210. You know what I mean? I mean, we're honestly. I mean, really.
Yeah. Yeah, we're struggling. But If you want Bert Kreischer tickets, they're at the Amp tomorrow. What time does the show start? 7?
I think, yeah. It's a big whole deal. A bunch of comics on there. Whitney Cummings, Bobby Lee.
Man,
it's
like a comedy festival.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how long everybody gets because, I mean, like, this is a lot of people. We're going to be here a while with the, everybody gets, you know, half
everybody
hour.
Everybody gets half hour, 20 minutes. I'm sure some
of them. We could be here till midnight.
Some of them may just be working through some material. Come in, I got a $25 gift card, plus you got to take your shirt off. So there it is.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. All
what's
right.
The worst?
Again,
what's the worst that can happen?
Zach placing obstacles in our, this is not in an our obstacle. Giveaways.
Yes, they are. Half of our, more than half of the audience has been to jail. They have no
that.
Shame.
That's true. Yeah.
Ryan and Prairie Grove throwing haymakers. Y'all haven't come up with anything new in 5 years.
Neither is the Rush.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Really?
What did I say?
Wow. We're doing that?
What happened?
I you know what, Ryan? I beg to differ with you. We have been on a roll lately.
We have recycled many bad ideas in 5 years.
A
How
lot
dare you,
of
sir?
Bad ideas.
I'm offended by this. I'm offended. My people are offended by this. Let's see here.
We've got a letter from abroad.
Let's see. That's right. That's new. Exciting and new.
Oh, like the Love Boat.
Caleb is asking if we do a show at a coffee shop. If they met the rate, we'll do the show anywhere. We
Absolutely.
Do the show at a funeral home if they paid us.
During the funeral.
Absolutely.
I mean, we tried to do it at your wedding. We just couldn't sell the advertising. Oh, I got a lot of questions today about your nuptials.
Oh, yeah? Oh, from all the people who hate me?
Yeah.
Great.
They were like, what kind of affair was this? I'm like, it was fancy. It was
nicer than anything they've ever been to.
DQ even said that this was nicer than any event she'd ever been to.
She's been to mini tractor pulls.
That's right.
Elkins,
and bingo parlors.
That's
she
right.
She's a frequenter of those. I mean, the names on your plates, the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. It was first class all the way.
Now, your mother-in-law told me that that your bride has been planning this since she was 6.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
How much say did you get in any of this?
I picked the pies. And you helped name the pies.
I did.
So,
I did,
mean,
yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool though to let her cook and just do her old. She had it all mapped out. It's great.
Did like when she said yes. By the way, that story about you not telling us till Tuesday is 100% true. Like my boy here tells us, and like you got engaged on what, a Saturday?
No. I think we got engaged on a Tuesday.
No, because we found out. Like,
have I never told the story on that?
We didn't find out. I know it was a Tuesday when we found out. If it was a week later, I'm going to be pissed.
It was a weeknight. It was on a weeknight when it happened. Because it was I forget. We had a plan. Then we weren't going to do the plan, so we were going to stay home.
It wasn't a Tuesday because you told us you were going ring shopping on a Friday.
Well, we went ring shopping on a Saturday. And then I had the ring for a while and was waiting for the moment to, give the ring.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we went on a Saturday. I'd love to shout out where I bought the ring, but they didn't give us a dime off for me being a celebrity or whatever, so I'm not saying where I got the ring.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
No discounts. Sorry. I don't
play
that
game. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
That's exactly right. Yeah. No, but, she was like, I came home from the show. And we were going to eat or something. And then she's in her pajamas. And I'm like, can you not wear your pajamas for, like, another little while, please?
Were they the pajamas that the bridesmaids were wearing?
No.
Cool.
Then we had to go see her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
her mom's delightful, by the way.
Oh, she's great. But we had to figure out a way to keep her from being in her pajamas when we went to see her, because we knew there'd be pictures.
Right.
So we had to, with the help of her sister, we concocted this story about why she needed to still be presentable because someone had to come over and get something, and it was this whole thing. Meanwhile, we're hauling butt down the interstate to get there, and then, there were pictures and all this stuff.
Your dad says they knew before DQ and I did. And the thing was,
well, they should. They're family.
We're not. Well,
no,
that kind of stings a little bit.
Not by blood.
But you told us that you proposed, and we were supposed to be satisfied with just that. And it was like, but we didn't get that. We do have a great suggestion here. If you want the Bert Kreischer tickets, you don't have to take your shirt off. You can go Hulk Hogan and rip it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Give the 24-inch pythons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the largest arms in the world. If you do that, I've
thanks
got
to steroids.
Yeah, I've got Terry Bollea wouldn't do steroids.
No, not him. No.
DQ, where do you come down on PJs and pictures and proposals? Because I'm sure you have this all planned out.
It does seem, you know, like...
You can jump in here anytime and chastise him as well for not telling us.
It seems you, I think you did wait like days to tell us.
Yeah, days to tell us.
Well, maybe we were in the middle of, some Musselman talk or something. We
couldn't get to it. You came to work multiple days engaged and you did not tell us.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
Oh, well, what are you going to do now?
Because you definitely told us on a Tuesday. Yeah. I do remember that.
You know, I could have invited neither of you to the wedding. So I'm just saying, a little gratitude would be nice here. The greatest party you've ever been to. I mean,
thanks.
Just
yeah, Ryan and Prairie Grove. Oh, we're not family. Well done. All right. Okay.
No. JT in Hot Springs keeping me grounded here. Ruskin, celebrity? Yeah. On the McLarty Daniel hotline.
Ah, great. Now, were you, Jamie may be onto something. Were you guys negotiating the terms of your nuptials?
No.
And couldn't, like Schlossnagel, and couldn't put the put it out there to the world just yet?
You know, frankly, I'm upset that you would ask that. Schlossnagel, by the way, today has been introduced in Austin, and he apologized for the way he handled the question on Monday
night.
So there you go.
Whatever.
Water under the bridge. Until they meet next year and people start beaming
each other
in baseball. I can't wait for that series.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, that's going to be every game's going to be on one of the big ESPN channels. That one won't be on SEC Plus. Bet your bottom dollar about that.
Lance and Bentonville saying you should rip your shirt off and sing the Coach O song. Okay, we can do that.
There you go.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.